WTAW News Time is 8:05. It's 76 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Pioneer Steel and Pipe, your one-stop steel supply store on Highway 21 East in Bryan. Go to pioneerboys.com. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. Blinn College trustees are being asked to hire another consultant to assist in how to address continuing growth in Brazos County. Spokesman Richard Bray says the contract with Bryan-based Architects Studio is part of tonight's trustees' agenda.
It's possible that we could move some non-academic spaces to make room for additional classrooms and labs on the Villa Maria campus as we go through this kind of intermediary period before we locate an additional campus. But if the board authorizes the college to enter this agreement with Architect Studio, we'll see what their experts recommend and then create an action plan moving forward.
Bray says Architect's proposal addresses space needs over the next 2 to 5 years. A committee of local real estate agents and Blinn administrators will also be formed to recommend long-term solutions. Tonight's College Station School Board agenda includes a $1 million makeover of the baseball and softball fields at Consolidated High School. CSISD Facilities Director John Hall says rebuilding the fields will solve significant drainage issues from the last 10 years.
Some people say even longer than that. After rain events over there, the whole field, mostly the outfield, but really the infield too, just gets so saturated and muddy that you can't play on it for just days afterwards, trying to get it to dry out.
If approved, 12 inches of existing clay soil will be removed from both fields and replaced with a product called Root Zone Mix.
It's what you put under the new sod that the grass grows best in, and then infield mix for the skinned infield areas.
Both fields would get new irrigation systems and new outfield fences. Funding comes from savings on previously completed projects from bond issues passed last year and in 2009. In the next 2 years, at least $2.5 million will be invested in an historical building on the north end of downtown Bryan. The City Council, acting as the city's Commerce and Development Board, unanimously approved an economic development agreement at its last meeting involving the Ice House building at Martin Luther King in Maine.
After the 90-day feasibility period and closing, we'll be conveying the Ice House to Advent GX. 25% of it must be retail and restaurants. There's a potential microbrewery that may locate there. The total space is about 18,000 square feet.
Mayor Jason Byinski says the developer, Advent GX, has made major investments in downtown Bryan in recent years. That includes the Grand Safford Theater and efforts to relocate the backup for NASA's Mission Control. August 1st in Bryan and August 27th in College Station are the dates of new regulations for payday lenders. Bryan's Community Service Manager Alcee Bond says there will be new restrictions on how much customers can borrow.
The payday loans cannot exceed 20% of the borrower's monthly gross income. On auto title loans, they cannot exceed 3% of the annual income or 70% of the vehicle value.
One national payday lender with locations in Bryan, Ace Cash Express, last week entered an agreement with the Justice Department where the Irving-based company did not admit to any wrongdoing but agreed to return $5 million to customers who were harassed and pay a $5 million federal fine. WTAW News Time is 8:08. It's 76 degrees. This look at news brought to you by Pioneer Steel and Pipe. More news at 8:30 or on our website, WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
As the Brazos Valley's largest supplier of metal building components, pipe, and steel, Pioneer stocks a complete line of metal building and carport packages, from structural framework like I-beam and square tubing to sheet metal, trim packages, roll-up doors, and insulation. Pioneer is your one-stop shop. Metal buildings and carports are Pioneer Steel's specialty. Pioneer Steel, Highway 21 East. Call 979-589-2333. Or on the web at pioneerboys.com.
Give your truck authority. Texas Truck Riggins will help you hook up your rig the way you want it with a wide variety of truck accessories, spray-in bed liners, grill guards, toolboxes, goosenecks, and more. The best products well within your budget. We can also powder coat patio furniture, old iron beds, and wheels, just to name a few, all with quick turnaround and straightforward answers to your questions. Visit Texas Truck Riggins on South College Street across from the Lake of the Bryan Municipal Golf Course. Find us on Facebook or visit us at txtruckriggins.com.
It's 8:10, our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by the folks at Barker's Heating and Cooling. They offer a loaner program. Your unit goes down, you need to stay cool, they'll have a loaner out there for you. Number to call is 690-2278. Let's do some weather.
Mix of clouds and sunshine continuing through today with a chance of a thunderstorm during this afternoon. The high temperature getting up into the mid-90s. Maybe a shower or thunderstorm this evening, then fair overnight, low 70s by morning. Partial sunshine during the day on Wednesday. Isolated afternoon thunderstorms, hot again. Temperature mid-90s. Scattered clouds in mid-70s at night. And we could see some afternoon thunderstorms on Thursday, otherwise partly sunny. High temperature low to mid-90s. I'm meteorologist Gary Best, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Well, we all know the phrase jump the shark, right? Which,
oh, sure.
Yeah.
Of course.
Which, by the way, is an interesting story in case you don't know. Fonzie jumped the shark on Happy Days, and obviously that meant, okay, we've done all we can do here. So jumping the shark obviously means that you've used your time up. How about jumping into a shark tank, though?
Oh, no,
yes.
Don't.
At the New England Aquarium in Boston, Stephen Pellegrin allegedly jumped a waist-high wall to swim with sharks, sea turtles, stingrays, eels, and fish. Oh my! According to the aquarium staff, Stephen was drunk at the time.
No.
An official from Suffolk County District Attorney's Office says, "Unfortunately, the sharks had, fortunately, the sharks had already been fed. Stephen did survive. He does face trespassing charges. Howsoever,
legally, I would do that."
Yeah. South Carolina, what?
Swim with sharks.
Would you? Okay. Mm-hmm. Do they want to swim with you? You have to ask permission, you know.
Well, like the shark rodeos that they have in the Caribbean, I'd try that.
What? Leah says, what? Yeah.
Shark rodeo?
Yeah, they like drop chum and they do it in the same spot every day and you get in the middle and they literally just swim around you.
Yeah, huh? To like mistake your foot.
Yeah, really? Yeah. Do you get to wear a little cowboy hat, too, because it's a rodeo?
No, actually, I think you're in chainmail.
Yeah, I would think so.
So.
One would hope. South Carolina woman accused of stealing underwear from a dollar store and trying to make a getaway in a rather unusual way. 34-year-old Lessa Ione reportedly grabbed two pairs of undies at the Dollar General store there in Rock Hill, South Carolina, put them in her purse, left without paying, but what was unusual is she jumped into a parked ice cream truck and sped off. Officers eventually caught her. You know, they'll know you. There aren't that many. And especially probably in a, I don't know how big Rock Hill, South Carolina is, but they're probably the ice cream truck. So, nonetheless, must have been an alluring pair of panties. Also. We welcome Sarah this morning. Sarah's getting her baptism by fire. You'll learn. Hi, Sarah. How are you?
I'm great. How are you, Scott?
Could slide that microphone right up there closer to you. There. The fun thing is you'll never know what you're going to follow when you're here. So, you know, that's the reason.
But be thankful you don't have to do Jethro trivia.
No, you don't. Yeah. We used to do Jethro trivia where we ask questions. We won't ask too many questions. It's just you're kind of new at the chamber.
Relatively in the position anyway. I started last October.
Okay. And what's your position now?
The new communications coordinator.
All right. That means that we'll be seeing more of Sarah. She'll be coming in and telling us about stuff that's going on at the chamber. So
yes.
Communicating. Exactly. So what's going on at the chamber?
We have a lot coming up. This week we have ladies' night, dinner at Tiffany's on Friday. That's at the Hilton College Station.
You haven't been to that yet, have you? Have you been to one of those?
I haven't. I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, it has quite the reputation. So
yes,
anyway.
Yes, so I've heard.
Hope that's fun for you.
Okay. That's from 6:30 to 11. Mm-hmm. Tickets are $50 a piece, and tables start at $600. Those are tables of eight. So call into the chamber, and we will get you registered, or you can register online for that. That is sponsored by Capital Farm Credit and Chrome, a salon experience.
Mm-hmm.
On Thursday, July 17th, we've got our business after hours at Watercrest at Bryan. Everyone looks forward to that. It is a free event open to the public, so come out, do some networking. That's from 5:30 to 7 at Watercrest at Bryan. And then we have our new member orientation. So if you're interested in becoming a new member or you just became a new member, join us on Monday, July 28th. That is 4 to 5 p.m. at the Chamber office, sponsored by ABC Home and Commercial Services. And we'll tell you all the wonderful benefits of being a Chamber member, what you can do for us and what we can do for you.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have our Community Award Impact Awards. We announced the nominations last week. We talked about that, and we've got all those in. We are ready to announce those on Tuesday, July 29th. At a luncheon from 11:45 to 1 at the Texas at the Phillips Event Center, and that's sponsored by Texas A&M Department of Procurement Services. And that's going to be honoring our American Indian, African American, Hispanic, Asian, and women-owned businesses that have made a significant impact on our community. So it's kind of those underutilized businesses that we really want to recognize for all their hard work. And then in August, we've got our Economic Outlook Briefing Luncheon coming up. So mark your calendars for that on August 20th. It's at the Hilton College Station, sponsored by Caldwell Companies. And that'll be another luncheon from 11:30 to 1, and the cost for that is $25. We have business after hours that you should mark your calendars for August 14th and September 11th, so look forward to those. Golf and Lobster Fest are also coming up in September. This week, tomorrow, we have the Face Place ribbon cutting, and that is going to be at 2805 Earl Rudder Freeway. You can find details online. It's at 4:30 p.m., and then we've got a few more ribbon cuttings next week. Ben Law Group, Broadmoor Place has a deluxe ribbon cutting, and the American Loop Center. So lots going on. We're staying busy, and we're looking forward to all our great events coming up.
Absolutely. If you want some more information, you got a phone number and a website?
Absolutely. BCSChamber.org or 979-260-5200.
Okay. Thanks for coming in, Sarah.
Thank you.
Yep. Visit the folks from the Chamber on Tuesdays, and also from Aggieland Humane, as you heard. Leah's here. No shark rodeos there.
No.
Yeah, okay.
Wrangling cats, herding cats, you know, that usual thing.
Which in itself can be enough fun. Yeah.
Yeah, fun. That's one way to put it.
Uh-huh.
Yes, we have plenty of cats. Today actually kicks off our certified pre-owned pet event, and we have discounted a dog adoptions, cat adoptions, really great opportunity for someone to add a new family member. And I think that puts our dog adoptions at $49.99. Look it up on our website.
Pretty close. Yeah, okay.
Right. I'm going to tell you they're all wrong, and then someone's going to quote me, et cetera, et cetera. So great opportunity. You know, all our animals go through some basic vaccinations. They've been there sometimes longer because our goal is adoption guarantee. So some of them have more than one round of vaccinations. They're all microchipped as well. 30 days pet health insurance. Great package of coupons as well with each adoption. So certified pre-owned pet event starts today, runs through August 15th. Now, last Friday, we had our free Feline Friday. Went really well. We have so many cats. We are doing it again this Friday.
Okay, so, there you are.
We have cats that are kittens, I should say, coming back from foster care. So as they come back, we're really needing to move them out as well, because there's more in the wings waiting to come in from foster. So this Friday, again, free kitten and cat adoption. So any felines that we have still have to do the adoption application, et cetera, et cetera. It's just no actual money transaction. So then again, that's this Friday. You can come in and do your application ahead of time. You cannot put your name on it ahead of time because that doesn't count.
Okay.
So really great opportunity for someone to add a cat or two to your family there. And cats and dogs aren't your thing. We always seem to have guinea pigs, and we currently also have a rabbit. Our summer camps are full, so we thank everybody who is coming out to those, sending their kids out. But they are full, and we really appreciate all the speakers. And we will have more camps again. Hopefully, eventually, we'll be adding camps during some of the breaks, like the winter break and spring break. But none in the works as of right now. But we will plan on summer camp again next year, and hopefully being able to build on what we've done for the last 2 years. So for any more information, go to our website, aggielandhumane.org, or you can find us on Facebook. We're always looking for fosters as well. Number one way we can save lives and get animals out of our building is through foster homes. So great opportunities there. So check us out or visit us at 5359 Leonard Road.
All right. Thanks a bunch. Visit with folks from the Humane Society on Tuesdays as well. So that's our community segment. It's brought to you by Van Dyke Rankin Insurance Agency, serving your insurance needs since 1936 with honesty and integrity.
Haven't heard from your insurance agent in a while? Don't know who to contact to get answers to your questions about coverage? At Van Dyke Rankin, they realize there are a lot of unanswered questions you might have with your current coverage, particularly healthcare coverage. Look them up. They'll calm your fears and make sure you know what you have and with whom. Van Dyke Rankin Insurance Company. Honesty, integrity, doing it right. Serving the greater Brazos Valley area and beyond since 1936. That's VANDYKERANKIN.com.
For more than 70 years, farmers and ranchers have depended on Producers Cooperative for quality agricultural products and services. From a full line of livestock feeds, planting seed and fertilizers, fuel and lubricants, farm and ranch equipment and supplies, you'll find it all at Producers. High performance products, quality service, outstanding results since 1943. Producers on Texas Avenue north of Highway 21 in Bryan, or call 979-778-6000. No membership necessary to purchase.
A small rise in retail sales. This is the Dow Jones Money Report. I'm Jeff Bellinger. We are still being cautious about spending. The Commerce Department reports retail sales edged up 0.2% last month. The agency's data show consumers bought more clothing, healthcare products, and general merchandise, but trimmed spending on cars and furniture. The Council of Shopping Centers reports chain store sales were up slightly last week compared to the prior week. Johnson & Johnson, J.P. Morgan Chase, and Goldman Sachs all posted stronger than expected second quarter results. A report says 4 out of 10 consumers have lost a smartphone or tablet. The devices were misplaced, stolen, or damaged beyond repair. Enhanced Technology, which released the report, says men are more likely than women to lose.